515-730-6250. Wilmer Rogers, Randall Ruzon, 755 Essington Road, Joliet. With us this morning from Wilmer Rogers, Randall Ruzon, Robert Veranda, and Christy Ely. Welcome to all to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Richard.
The Cub fan here who's got sunglasses on, you know. That's great. Everybody, you know, Steve Brandy said something earlier today, and if you didn't catch the whole sentence, you'd say, what? But he said, I feel so rotten. Well, most of us are walking around like we all have hangovers because we're up too late and get up too early kind of thing. But what a great day. What a great celebration coming up. But hopefully the parade and all that kind of stuff is tomorrow. Robert Veranda and Christy Ely. I'm going to a little background, and then we'll get into kind of the IT and information sharing that we're going to do here this morning with some new things happening at Wilmer Rogers, Randall Ruzon, the WRDR accounting firm at 755 Essington Road. And we're going to give you the website out several times, but I'm going to get you started first. I want to travel all the way to Coal City and get the background on Christy Ely.
Hi,
Tell
Richard.
Me about yourself.
I'm from Coal City. Mm-hmm. I was born and raised there, did all my schooling there, and then I went to Illinois State University for college and graduated from there. After that, I went to Arthur Anderson in Chicago and worked there for a couple years. And actually, it was with Anderson Worldwide, which is an umbrella over the two companies. And at that time, they were splitting up. So we had to make a choice on what we wanted to do or if we which company we wanted or if we wanted to go elsewhere. So I went back to Coal City and I got into public accounting then, and I kind of got some different experience with different firms and went to Slattery, Noonan & Company. And there I earned my CPA certificate while I was there. And then we adopted a daughter and I took some time off. And then when Slattery, Noonan & Company merged with Wilmer Rogers, I joined Wilmer Rogers.
And a great joining together that was.
Yes, it was.
You have over 20 years experience in the world of accounting.
Yes, I do.
My daughter, 14 years old when she went to Arthur Anderson, and it's great. You sit back, relax, just sit now, just take a nice deep breath. There you go. And Robert, you're on. Bob, can I call you Bob?
Yeah.
Okay.
Call me Bob. Yeah.
A little background on you. You're from well, see, we're in Crest Hill right now, so you're across the border.
Yes.
Into what is that place called? Joliet, I think, right?
Yeah. Just cross Theodore Street there, and you're in Joliet. So
tell me about Robert.
I was born and raised in Joliet. At that point, I actually attended the University of St. Francis, got my bachelor's degree in accounting. I was hired right out of St. Francis at Wilmer Rogers, Duran & Ruzon in 2006, and I've been there 10 years. Actually, 4 years in accounting. I was doing the whole staff accountant, you know, doing audits, tax returns, everything. Then eventually I transitioned into the IT. Kind of, you know, fell into my lap there that I was a backup to the current guy there. He wanted to move on. Went back to JJC, took some IT classes, got some background, and here I am 6 years later.
Yeah. And it was also during a time when many, many companies were transitioning into more and more of the IT and less of the, you know, the 1,400-page audits and things that were going on at the time. I'm reminded by Mary Lancaster and Kathy Thomas, for you, Christy, that one of the reasons you're here this morning is because of your communication skills. So there you go.
Yeah.
So
definitely more written communication skills, though.
Well, that's good. Because you have to write some of this before you can do anything on, you know, someone has to program. Someone has to give the information. It just doesn't come out of the air. Oh, it may come out of the cloud, but it doesn't come out of the air. Bob, talk a little bit about the revamping of Wilmer Rogers, Duran & Ruzon's website and all the, you know, the whole thing that goes into updating information.
Well, Wilmer Rogers, Duran & Ruzon went with a big change on their website. Actually, to keep it kind of layman's, it was an older website. Mm-hmm. What we did was we went to this WordPress website. It really helps with letting me edit the website a little more. I can log in, edit. Wormer Rogers actually changed the whole format. They even went with a new logo. So at this point, it really helps with people searching on the internet to find our business. It helps with, I'm sure people are very familiar with Google. You go onto Google, you search something, even just a word, like tax services. Our website's going to pull up because it's within our website. That was one major change that when Mary and Kathy and the partners at Wormer Rogers, when we were talked to it about it with Brent, he was like, no, if you can search and just type in a single word that's on your website and find a business, that's the way to go.
Right. So Brent from the Gammon Group. Maybe I'll just stop for a moment there and expand a bit on your talking about Google and the Google search engines. How important is that for other businesses? So businesses that come into Wormer Rogers, Duran & Ruzan for tax purposes, for business evaluations, for audits, et cetera.
Well, I mean, when you talk to an individual or even a business, when they go on the internet, what do they normally pull up? They normally pull up Google. They may not know what they're looking for. They may not know what type of service they need, you know, and they can maybe say, you know what, I need a business valuation, but they don't know what that is. You could type in business valuation into Google. Wormer Rogers, Duran & Ruzan pulls up, WRDR.com, and all of a sudden, it brings you directly to our page that says valuations and litigation support. It explains to you what is entailed in that service. And you may say, you know what, I may not need that. I may need to scale it back some. It does a great job of just describing everything. Even our website, it has a little magnifying glass up, a search engine on the top. If you don't know what you're looking for, you could just type in tax. And it would pull up everything on our website that had the word tax within it, whether it be services, planning, anything you're looking for. So. Yeah.
And you mentioned Brett. I can't think of his last name. Moats, I think it is.
Yes, correct.
And what a great guy.
He is.
And a huge, he's unbelievable because he's also with that band also.
Yes.
The Righteous Hillbillies. But he's a real nerd. I mean, he's an unbelievable guy. I've known him for many, many years. And it's great to have that relationship and that partnership with him as well. And that's another thing that we'll talk about a little bit later in the show about that third party that should be looking over the shoulder, kind of an audit kind of thing, so that person you have in-house doesn't have all the pressure and all the responsibility and all the authority to handle all of your IT. You got to have, you know, a little balance with that. Christy, let me bring you in here at this time, and let's talk a little bit about the Facebook. Wormer Rogers, by the way, it's timeout. You see my timeout thing here?
Uh-huh.
What is a website that people can go to as they catch this program, as they're traveling in cars or listening to the streaming on the website right now, or a podcast? Or what is the website?
Well, it's nice and short. It's WRDR.com.
There you go. All right. And the Facebook? How do we get on that Facebook?
If you just go in and you, in the search part there, you type in WRDR or Wormer Rogers, mm-hmm. Duran & Ruzan. It'll bring you to our Facebook page.
Okay. Tell me about that page a little bit.
Well, you know, we're finding out that Facebook is a big social media way to get to people, and a lot of people are on there. One thing that we found was that there's 68,000 people within 2 miles of Wormer Rogers' office, so that are on Facebook. So we realized that if we use Facebook, we can reach those people and they'll know more about us. One of the things that we have found is that people like to know more personal things. So when we reach people, it's usually the pictures or different images that we put out there that actually reach people. So
it's working.
Yes.
It's working.
Yeah.
It's a great companion to everything else that Werman Rogers ran Ruzan. Next year, or is it this year? A big anniversary is coming up.
Next year.
Next year.
Next
right?
year, yes.
1957 to 2017. 60 years. All right. Well, we'll be talking about that in programs to come. Almost 60 years at the time you're listening to this program and also listening to it on the website. For the businesses that are out listening to, the managers and the owners who are listening to this right now, and they're not on Facebook. They're on maybe the personal Facebook.
They should get on it.
Give them some advice on that.
It's very useful. People think it's more of a personal thing, and some people don't like Facebook and kind of make fun of the people who are on it, but you can get a lot of advertising done that way, and it's free. If you go to our site, some of the things we give are some tax tips, so it's advantages to business owners to get on there to see our tax tips and reminders of when estimates are due or different things.
And it's all free.
Yes. And then some of the things that we found out, too, with Facebook is it tells us where our fans are coming from and who we're reaching. So actually, I was just looking yesterday, and we have one person from Ghana who likes us, and we have one person in South Africa who likes us. Now, most of them are in the Will and Grundy counties, but it was just kind of neat to see that we are all over the world.
Well, I didn't know about Ghana. I didn't know about that one. But I have known through the years in my relationship with the different partners at Werman Rogers Duran & Ruzan. In the old logo, it was Will County's largest locally owned accounting firm. But Werman Rogers Duran & Ruzan, yes, the main core is here in Will County and Grundy County. But there's business in, I don't know, on the southern counties out there, the school districts and things that are audited by Werman Rogers, Duran & Ruzan, corporations and companies all over. I often say it's Joliet, Will County, and Grundy in the Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana area, like the TV stations, you know?
Right.
But they do reach out, and we're going to talk about some of the outreach that they have in the communities in a little bit. But I think there are many, many of the bigger businesses obviously are using Facebooks. But as I go in my position in visiting businesses around Joliet, there's still a lot of people who aren't on Facebook from a business perspective, and they really should be. And, if you like, you could knock on Christie's door or give her a call. We'll get those phone numbers out in just a moment, along with the website again. You know, I'm going to go back to you, Bob, for a moment here and talk about websites. Your brand new website, remodeled, new logos, fresh new look. How important is that for businesses out there? I must tell you that in my visits with many businesses, many of them still have the same website they had 10 years ago and haven't done a whole lot of updating.
Yeah, that was one major thing. Sometimes when people go out to the web and they search a website, they pull it up, and if it's the same stale images, nothing new posted, they're going to kind of forget about you. They're going to say, I don't want to visit this site anymore. It's kind of boring.
They're going to wonder if you still exist.
Ah, good point.
So at that point, you want to freshen it up a little. You want to give them a new look. You want to be able to post and update information. You want to stay fresh with the world. Like they said with Werman Rogers Duran & Ruzan, WRDR.com, you can go out there. You can. We're going to post weekly. Tax tips. There's our client bulletin out there. We have an info center under there for clients and other people that are just visiting. You can go to the CPA bulletin and pull it up. It's just got a ton of information out there. We post on our social events. That is weekly. It may even be sooner or more frequent than that. It just really keeps a fresh look. People are going to constantly want to go out to your site. And actually they may use your site as a median to another site. We link to the IRS forms, the whole IRS website. They may use our website as a median if they don't remember the IRS website. So it's kind of just, you get people coming to your website, it's going to bring in more business. It's just fresh with the community. It's really nice. And actually, to tie it in with the Facebook, our new website, it's more social media now, too. You can actually, to access our Facebook, you can go directly to our website, and there's a little Facebook logo up in the upper left. You can click that, and it'll take you directly to our Facebook page, too.
Yeah. You know, I mentioned earlier in the program about when a company does have an IT person, or a, like you did originally, you were doing taxes, and then also you put on the IT hat there for a while doing two jobs. I must tell you, there's a lot of folks out there in business who say, okay, Bob, okay, Christy, you're under the age of whatever, and you must be good at IT, so you're our IT person. And so, you know, you do the best job you can. Your advice to companies like that who have someone involved with IT, kind of know about their limitations, is there advice you'd have for those companies?
Yes, definitely. Even though you have an in-house person, you can't put everything on that person. It's a big load. You need to have checks and balances in place. You need to have somebody that they can bounce their ideas off of. You know, like we said earlier, Brent Motes, he was great for this. He basically took care of the website design and everything. He basically said, here, I think this is what we should do. And I looked at it, and it was like, yes, that's perfect. So it was just another person that I could say, you know what, I don't know exactly a lot about this, but you know what, I have this person that I can bounce ideas off of. Even when it came to one time that we had a major crisis in the office, and it was just way too much to bear, like machines, servers, everything. It was a lot. Mm-hmm. We had to go to a third party. We had to contact them. It was great. It was actually Outsource Solutions Group. They came in. They helped us. The guy came in, I think it was like 3 days straight to get us up and running. And it was just great to have him there, that he could help me. He knew the technical side of getting everything off, and I was working on something else while he was working on getting us back up and going. So it's just great to have that other person's way of fresh thinking, and you know, just another person's mind to kind of collaborate with each other.
Good. And you can also call Bob and get more advice on that and more information on that, because we're going to get that phone number out. As a matter of fact, we'll get the phone number out right now, Robert. What is that phone number?
That phone number is area code 815-730-6250.
Okay, and WRDR.com. We talked earlier, and the two of you can kind of, we'll close a show out with. This is a kind of a nice segment to do this with, and that is Werman Rogers Rent & Ruzan is known for their accounting services, business evaluations and audits, and everything under the umbrella of accounting, with all their CPAs that they have and staff and management at Werman Rogers Rent & Ruzan. But they also have a heart for the community and involvement in the community. And so
yes,
let's
go
down, if we can. We've got just a couple of minutes to go to talk about some of the activities, involvement of this firm, which I know one of the founders was just absolutely, he wanted to have this take place. He's still with us, Jack Rogers. And when I've interviewed him, he always said from the very beginning, this is something we wanted our people to do, be involved with the community. Bob?
Yes. I mean, I mentioned it earlier, where our community events are pretty much every week. We have multiple, 2 to 3 community events that we attend. You can go to our website, WRDR.com, and go to the community events tab, and you'll see a summary of what we recently just did. I know upcoming, we have the Light Up the Holidays Parade. I believe Mary Lancaster and Natalie Manley actually go out there and march in the parade.
Well, they don't march. They drive in a car. They're in a car. Let me tell you. They're in a car. But you're also going to be in it, I believe. The firm itself is going to be in addition to that.
Yes. And also, they always do the Cornerstone Luncheon.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're waitresses.
Yes, yeah, where they waitress. So That's just a few. I'm actually going to throw it to Chrissy. She's got a couple others over there.
I know coming up in December, a bunch of us from the firm are volunteering at the Center for Disability Services, their Breakfast with Santa Claus. And also Tom Lancaster is currently collecting for the Big Brothers Big Sisters Thanksgiving food drive. So those are our upcoming events for what people can look for.
And we get information by going to WYDR.com.
Correct.
All of that's there, plus tax information, tax tips on Facebook. It's great having the two of you here. We're going to have you booked again probably in 2017 so that we get more information on this show for our audience as well as those who are listening in on the website. I'm Richard Fredrickson. This has been brought your way by Werner Rogers, Rand & Ruzan. Yes, this is 1340 WJOL, Will County's News, Talk, and Sports.
Healthcare isn't one size fits all. As we age, the care and treatment we receive needs to fit our specific needs. That's why Presence Health has opened the Healing Arts Pavilion in Romeoville.